A coalition of state and local partners are working to reduce the phosphorus pollution in the Upper Macoupin watershed. The Upper Macoupin Watershed Project is a newly formed project that works hand-in-hand with the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy. The main purpose of the project is to voluntarily reduce nutrient runoff to prevent mandatory regulations in the future. I had a chance to talk with Illinois Stewardship Alliance Conservation Associate Woody Woodruff. Woody explained more about the project and how farmers can get involved.
It's a project that's focused at water quality. It's a project that comes funded from the Mississippi River Basin Initiative, which looks at issues, and the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed has a phosphorus problem. And this is the best way to spend their money, is targeted at a problem, and it is going to be implemented. And part of the initiative has partners that come together to help with this initiative to get farmers to adopt practices that are voluntary, but that they're concerned with and have the opportunity to get funding to do it. Some of the partners that we're looking at are, of course, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, but American Farmland Trust, and actually Blackburn College is a big part of this project, as well as the city of Carlinville, the lakes, Gillespie and Carlinville Lake, and it's really starting to take off.
Woody says there are two programs that farmers can apply for to receive funding to help implement conservation practices.
Yes, there's two programs that this Mississippi River Basin Initiative funds, and that's the EQIP, or Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and CSP, which is Conservation Stewardship Program. And they have a wide range of activities that are have financial incentives, from cover crops to minimum tillage to dry dams and wash cobs, waterways. It's a way for farmers to get some funding that maybe they have applied in the past and not get accepted, but this will give them a just targeted at their watershed and less competition. So it's a great opportunity, and it lasts for 3 years. So if they didn't get the first time, there'll be a chance to go again, and then in the third year. So most everybody in the watershed that has an issue, it more than likely will get addressed. And there will be a lot of outreach and education that goes along with it, so opportunities to learn more about new practices or how we can reduce it. It's actually phosphorus is the issue in the Macoupin Creek watershed. It's a great opportunity, and it's a chance for farmers to become better stewards of the land and to solve a problem.
Illinois is responsible for 20% of the nutrients that end up in the Gulf of Mexico, but the state only contributes 7% of the water. Woody says 90% of farmers in the state need to be involved to help solve this problem.
Statewide, Illinois is actually, of the entire Mississippi River Basin that flows into the Gulf of Mexico, Illinois is 20% of the nutrient loading, which is, considering that states in the teens, to be 20% is the largest percentage of loading that goes in, and we share that with Iowa as well. But Illinois has to seriously look at this problem to solve it in an agricultural standpoint, because we have a big task ahead of us, and it's take a large participation of up to 90% of the farmers to really need to be involved to solve this problem.
To find out more information about the project, Woody says you can contact the Macoupin County USDA Service Center.
You will call your Macoupin County USDA Service Center, either to the Soil and Water District or the NRCS office. They're both the same office, but ask staff there questions. They're prepared. MRB is actually a Natural Resource Conservation Service program, and they have all the answers you need, and they will be involved in all the outreach, and as well as Blackburn. You'll see Blackburn students participating in this as well, and there will be occasional watershed meetings that ask for the whole watershed to come. Feel free to come to that, even if you're not in the watershed, just to learn more about the project, because this partnership really sees this project continuing throughout the entire watershed. It's just that this was the first grant that we've been accepted for, and it will definitely make a huge impact in the Upper Macoupin Creek watershed, and we see this as a successful project, and it's really in the forefront of the whole new nutrient loss reduction strategy. We also have a lot of partners that didn't get involved that are asking to participate. So I think this opportunity is just the starter for the Montgomery, Macoupin, and all the way to the Mississippi River.
Woody Woodruff, Conservation Associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction took place on Saturday over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has our weekly update of what prices were like at the auction.
Well, Katie, everything seemed to be just a little bit higher. We ended up with 1,428 small squares. We had 187 bales of, I'm going to call it premium alfalfa. It was in a price range from $13.60 a bale to $16. And then we had some good alfalfa from 158 bales from $6.50 to $8.10 per bale. Ended up with 75 bales of alfalfa grass from $3.50 to $4.10. Had 590 bales of mixed grass from $3 to $4. We ended up with 260 bales of straw from $4 to $4.40. In the 3x3s, we had 280 of those. We had 95 bales of alfalfa, and we had some lower-end first crop at 36. We had some good second crop at 78. And most of the good alfalfa was in the mid-50s. Grass alfalfa, we had 66 bales of those, and we had some low quality at 20. We had some good hay at 40. Then in the mixed grass, 3x3s, we had 120 bales of those, and they were some 35 to the top of $53. Ended up with 200 round bales. We had 38 bales of alfalfa grass mix from $34 to $35. We ended up with 120 bales of just mixed grass from $25 to $40. We had 17 bales of real good orchard grass at $37. And we had 15 bales of straw at about $35 per bale.
For more information about the auction, you can reach Mike at 618-410-4293. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.